إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, Allah سبحانه وتعالى، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah سبحانه وتعالى is pure and He accepts only that which is pure. And this refers to the purity of our actions, which has to do with al-ikhlas al-niyyah, which has to do with the sincerity of the intention. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the sincerity of intention in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly and categorically rejected anything that is done which is adulterated in terms of the niyyah, of ikhlas. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاهُونَ. Allah said that the salah of the people who pray is rejected. Woe to them, curse on them who delay their salah, which is an attitude of arrogance. Who delay it, meaning that they just keep postponing it because they think everything else is more important. And those who pray to show people. Your own, who pray to show people. They want to pray only to show people how pious they are. So now you see a situation here of the niyyah being adulterated with a riyah. And that is why Rasulullah said to the Sahaba in a famous hadith, he said, I am not afraid for you that you will commit the major shirk, which is to worship idols. But I fear for you minor shirk. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is minor shirk? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he said, minor shirk is that you do something to show the people instead of doing it purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ar-riya is considered as shirk. And in another place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that riya is as hidden as a black ant crawling on a black rock in the middle of a dark night. So it's something which is very deep and which is hidden. Now, when this is the case, when riya is shirk, when this showing to people is shirk, and therefore it completely nullifies and wipes out that deed, the deed has no value, and it is so hidden, how can we save ourselves from it? That's important to know, because what is the sense in doing things and then finding, may Allah save us from that, finding on the day of judgment that all those actions are not counted at all. So we go there and we find that our book of deeds is empty, and all the things that we did in this world thinking that they were good, actually they did not help us at all, because they were not done with sincerity. So how do we save ourselves from that? And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, in His Rahmah, He taught us how to save ourselves from that. And that is by istighfar, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us. Fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafoorur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Muzzammil. And He said this at the end of the whole ayah relating to tahajjud, relating to jihad, relating to sadaqat. And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and ask the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when you see the people entering, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّي بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ. When Allah has given you victory and you see the people entering Islam in large numbers, in huge numbers, in armies, what do you do? Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask His pardon. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Verily, He is the one who forgives. Now, thing to think about is very simple, which is that these two references to istighfar have nothing to do with sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying make istighfar because you committed some sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously did not commit any sin. The surah does not refer to sins, neither Surah Al-Muzammil nor this one. It refers to good deeds. It refers to tahajjud, it refers to jihad fi sabilillah, it refers to khairat, sadaqat, and so on and so forth. After all of those good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also saying, I have given you victory. So the good deeds have resulted in goodness. And the best of all goodness is that people are entering Islam. Allah says, then make istighfar. Now make istighfar for what? To understand this again, we have to go back to again the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he taught Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu the same thing. He said, after the whole salah is over, make istighfar. Inni zalamtu nafsi, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I have transgressed against myself, I have done zulm on myself, I have oppressed myself. How? By praying. Inni zalamtu nafsi, zulman kathiran faghfirli. Innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. Forgive me because there is no one except you who forgives sins. Istighfar, therefore, we understand, is not only an issue of asking the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we commit sins. Obviously, we have to do that. But istighfar is really the safety net. The safety net and the cleansing agent which ensures that our deeds will inshallah be accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is for forgiveness from sins inshallah also, but in addition to that, and much more importantly, it is the thing which cleans the deed so that the deed inshallah will become acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar is the tawheed of the amal. It's not the tawheed of the belief, it is the tawheed of the amal. It is to purify the amal from everything except the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So istighfar is this safety net. Without istighfar, we have nowhere to go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore gave us this istighfar. And He said, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And it is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam that after ordering us to make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us encouragement and said, Allah will forgive you. Innahu wal ghafur rahim. Very well, verily He is the one who is oft forgiving and most merciful. Fasabbi bihamdi rabbika wastaghfiru innahu kana tawwaba. Make the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask forgiveness, and verily Allah is the one who forgives. So Allah is not leaving it in limbo and saying, you ask forgiveness and Allah will decide what to do. No, Allah is saying, Allah will forgive you, but ask forgiveness. Don't sit without asking forgiveness. Make sure that you ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only when you commit sins, but when you do good deeds. Very important, because especially for those people who are in the work of da'wah, because it is very easy to get carried away, and shaitan uses his biggest, shaitan's most effective tool, most effective weapon to destroy the person is the weapon of ego. Where, especially if you are doing anything good, and the work of da'wah, don't think that you have to become some great sheikh for this to happen. No, everyone, if you give some good advice to somebody, people will, when they receive something good from you, they will praise you. And they will say, Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah, thank you for the advice. Or if you give a lecture or talk, people will praise that. If you recite Quran well and you lead Salah, people will praise that. So all kinds of work of Islam which you do and for which you get praise, this is the biggest harba, the biggest weapon of shaitan. Because shaitan then puts it in your heart that, oh, because of you this is happening. People will say, in your jalsa 5 people accepted Islam, 10 people accepted Islam, because of your talk people accepted Islam. Make tawbah, make tawbah, make tawbah. Say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to His own Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. You cannot give hidayat to whoever you want, Allah will give hidayat to whoever He wants. When Allah said this to His Nabi, how can anyone else claim that because of me so somebody accepted Islam? How can anybody claim that? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it very clearly, and this ayat is not, this ayat is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying, I am not putting this responsibility on you. Imagine what would happen to us if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the responsibility. And if Allah said that you cannot enter Jannah until at least one person accepts Islam on your hands, how many of us can enter Jannah? Almost nobody, because how many people are accepting Islam? People work, our servants work in our house for their entire lifespans, and then they go home and die on their own religion. They do not accept Islam. That is the level of our practice of Islam and how attractive it is. May Allah forgive us. People who live with us in our homes are not attracted to Islam. Forget about anybody else. So istighfar, asking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially those people who are in the work of deen, those people who are teaching Islam, those people who are studying Islam, those people who are practicing the deen, especially those people. Because this is the biggest weapon of shaitan, where he will use this one thing to destroy all the amal. And when you go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are clean. There is nothing with you, and you are there completely helpless, because at that time there is nothing you can do. Because all the amal that you did was rejected because it was adulterated with riya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this and to enable us to make istighfar. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to say, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, I make istighfar 70 times a day. And many sahaba said we counted 100 times. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made istighfar 100 times. And this is not for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not making istighfar because he was committing sins. For the Nabi, it's not a question of sins. For the Nabi, it's a question of increase of darajat. And it is to teach us. It is to teach us to make istighfar. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making istighfar, this does not mean that he has committed any sins. It means that he is doing this to teach us. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of showing us. And then of course to increase his darajat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to enable us to make istighfar frequently and to accept this istighfar from us and to forgive us and to save our deeds from riya, because whatever we have is very little and very meager, and if that also is rejected, then where do we go? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save those deeds and to accept them from us, inshallah. Final point, yesterday somebody sent me this beautiful reminder and piece of advice which I want to share with you, which is that it came from the Jamiat in South Africa. May Allah bless them. There's this beautiful dua, and all of us know this already because we know this in different forms. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you wake up in the night, you know, for whatever reason, you wake up in the night, he said, recite this dua and then make dua, Allah will accept that dua. And if Allah gives you tawfiq, go and make wudu and pray 2 rakat of salah, Allah will accept the salah. Imagine if 2 rakat of salah gets accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this will happen. And that dua is, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All of this we know already. It's just a matter of saying all this. So if you wake up in the night, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this opportunity. When we wake up in the night, make this dua and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dua. And then if Allah gives us tawfiq, make wudu and pray 2 rakat of salah, Allah will accept this salah. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. We ask Allah to give us a tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to him, and to save us from that which is not pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.